IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint,
a critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah. This is the first time that we have invited a sister to this program, and we actually find it an opportunity to first greet and start with her.
The pleasure is all mine, of course.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for inviting me. As I said, the pleasure is all mine, and I'm all at your service.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the studio again.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me. This time we're going to have the chance not to be labeled as sexists.
Yeah.
Because now we have a female in the panel.
Exactly. Thank you very much for that. Well, before we start, we got to talk about actually a very controversial subject or topic. Of course, it's not really that controversial in the world of Islam, but it may sound a little bit weird, in fact, to the Western mentality. But anyway, maybe they have replaced it with some other things that we're going to get into, in fact, all across this program or the upcoming programs. That is Genie, or we're going to talk about the movies around jinns. Well, but before we start, let's take a listen actually to a little trailer.
In the beginning, three were created. Man, made of clay. Angels, made of light. And a third, made of fire.
Back to the program Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. With me, Muhammad Javad, and my guest speakers, as always, Sayyid Abdullah, and my new guest speaker in the program, Sister Asma. Well, you just listened to a part of the trailer of the movie called Jinn, which has been produced, in fact, or it was produced in 2014 by, actually directed and written by, Ajmal Zahir Ahmad. And, of course, we didn't find very famous actors and actresses in them. Well, but the stars of these shows are Dominic Raines, Ray Park, William Atherton, Farah Tahir, and Sarinda Swan. The whole story is about a man played actually in that movie in 2014 version we are talking about. Dominic Raines turns to a mysterious pair, Ray Park and William Atherton, and a shackled mental patient for help in combating an ancient family curse. Well, Sister Asma, let me start it with you, as promised. How did you find this movie?
Well, it was not that hair-raising as I expected it to be, because hearing that name brings that connotation into your brain that you're going to watch something very scary and horrendously horrifying.
Yes.
But then, thank God, I was not that scared. Mm-hmm. So this is the very first point. Then this movie has attracted my attention in some points. First, before knowing the director of that movie, I got it that it has been produced by a person who is familiar with the concept of Islam, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Because this was the first time in a Hollywood movie related to this topic, hearing things like verses of the Holy Quran, mm-hmm. or speaking of the water Zamzam, or
yes, exactly.
Things like this. It was so interesting to see they also know about these sort of things. Mm-hmm. So it made it clear for me that the producer is someone who's already familiar with this stuff that is related to Eastern culture, not much of Western. So this was the first point that attracted my attention. And secondly, the story was nice, mm-hmm. I guess.
I see. Not to mention, the box office was 297,000 and something. But I don't know about its, the budget. Do you have any ideas about its budget, Sayyid Abdullah? And by the way, it came in three languages, English, Urdu, and Arabic.
And Turkish as well.
And Turkish.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But I had a look online and I could not find the budget. But considering the fact that it was, I think, filmed within a month or two,
yes.
So it didn't take a long of filming, mm-hmm. There is not much of graphics happening.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a few. So I would say the budget would be like very minimum. Mm-hmm. I don't think it will hit
exactly.
a million.
Uh-huh.
Maximum. Yeah. Considering the fact that they had their own car made for the show, which was a ripoff of my favorite car, Camaro. Yeah, so the budget, I don't think it will go over a million.
I see.
It's just a very simple plan.
How did you find this movie, I mean, critically wise? Because the critical reception of this versions of movie about the jinn was negative, basically. The Rotten Tomatoes, for example, approval rating of 18% based on 11 reviews only. Mm-hmm. And the Metacritic score of 24 out of 100 based on 5 reviews. So
it did generate a lot of negative reviews.
Yes.
Yes, but I think the idea of the whole movie, from the words of the director himself, mm-hmm. He wasn't trying to create some Hollywood, over-the-top graphics, whatever you want to call it, Wonderland. Rather, he said, I remember in one of the quotes, he said he was just trying to bring the correct narrative of jinn to the Western world.
And also yes. he mentioned that he thought about it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
That was so interesting.
Yeah, so the aim was more like he was trying to narrate the story more than anything. But the critics themselves, I read the critics as well. They
yes.
were mainly concerned about the dialogue, mm-hmm. the acting, mm-hmm. and the graphics, which I said it defeats the purpose, the whole thing, because that wasn't the aim anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The aim wasn't to give you a very graphical, with a lot of, high quality actors and stuff like that.
Yes, exactly.
Usually in these sort of movies, we don't have that much of dialogues that are very taking the attraction of the audience.
You don't. It's very simple, very straightforward.
Yes,
like
exactly.
It's a concept they're trying to push forward.
Yes.
Rather than anything else. So even the dialogue itself is just very basic. And like I said, the director is in Arabic. Dominic himself is Persian, right? His name is Amin Reza something. He's
yes.
in Iranian. So most of the cast are over the main
Iranian
characters.
Iranian, born. Yeah.
He was born in Iran. So like they are familiar with this concept, so they're trying to bring it forward to the Western audience.
Yes, exactly.
It was a nice try. It's a freestyle movie, mind you.
Yes.
It's not one of the movies that goes through the process of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
It's like made by themselves, Exodus mm-hmm. Productions, and
yes.
they just released it. That's why it didn't make a lot of noise. I even remember because this movie, when it came, before it comes up, there was they put the advertisement for it back, I think late before 2010,
mm-hmm.
like 3-4 years before it. And I was very excited to see the movie.
I see.
And then disappeared.
Oh.
Like for 3-4 years, I did not release it. Later on, they got released in 2010.
Do you know why?
I have no idea.
I see.
They just kept saying, we will release it later.
Okay. If you agree, let's take a short break and then we'll be back and continue our discussion on Jin in this program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. Stay with us.
In the beginning, three were created. Man, made of clay. Angels, made of light. And a third, made of fire, called the Jinn. Created with free will, this third race ruled the world for thousands of years. When man was given dominion over the earth, a sect of Jinn, known as the Shayateen, became resentful, believing the sons of Adam were nothing more than savages. For centuries, these Shayateen have been lying in wait. But there are few who have been watching. Guardians who have sworn their bloodlines to protect man and all that is good. And ensure that darkness never overtakes this world. Man has all but forgotten that Jinn ever existed. It is time for him to remember.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio. We are talking about a very controversial issue called Jinn, or Genie, somehow anglicized form of it, you know. And we are specifically focusing on the movie Jinn, which was produced in 2014 by Ajmal Zahir Ahmed. Well, Sister Asma, you know, at the beginning of this movie, there is a very good, I think, introduction,
mm-hmm.
which is somehow, I think, is somehow necessary for the Western, you know, mind and people to get to know a little bit about the genie, because they, as I said earlier at the beginning of this program, they may not be familiar with the concept. Although we have the word such as genie, which
yes.
is a new form like of the real Arabic term or terminology, jinn itself, right? And they, mind you, they write it in different spellings, by the way, mm-hmm. all right? Mm-hmm. Whether it is with J or D, J, and then the rest of it. So the movie starts with these phrases. In the beginning, three were created. Adam, made of clay. Angels, made of light.
Light.
And a third, made of fire called the jinn. When man was given dominion over the earth, a set of jinn, known as Shayateen, became resentful.
Being jealous of sons of Adam.
Yes. And they were nothing more than savages,
mm-hmm.
it continues, right? And a war between them, this is what I wanted to ask them, because they talk about the war between the men and the Shayateen,
genes, yes.
the Shayateen type of genes, mm-hmm. all right? So why has there been a war between them? Why animosity?
Well, I guess first we have to make it clear that there are different types of jinns.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good ones and bad ones that are the demon ones. Then the fight between these bad jinns and human beings, as mentioned in the movie, is because they were jealous of human beings and they wanted to take their world back. But according to the Holy Quran, when God created human beings, they told God that you are creating another human being,
mm-hmm.
who is going to shed blood and whatsoever, and we are already worshiping you.
Yes.
That's true. So I guess that's the entire idea upon that. They
yes.
were jealous of human beings, and perhaps they didn't want them to take their place or inhabit their world. That's why the fight has started.
I see.
But I mean, was there like really a fight? I mean, that we never had any source.
Yes, exactly. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Anywhere where humans ever had a war with jinn. The way.
Well, now you see, Shaitan is a jinn.
No, Shaitan, but he's not in a war with the human beings. We never had a war with human beings.
We have a war.
We don't.
We have a prolonged war with Shaitan.
Which is
he's trying to deviate
us. So you're talking about temptation. Temptation is one thing. But having a war is another.
Yes.
So Shaitan, he swore an oath to Allah that he will deviate us. But even Shaitan himself and his group, like they are, let's say, a section or a sect of the jinn. But as human beings, we never had this war one-to-one with jinn.
We don't see that. We don't see that.
But the idea is, like, there wasn't, like, you know, in Hollywood movies where they always, like, they have this, they make it very known where humans, sometimes they go to war with, for example,
other creatures, aliens.
The Titans, the movie The Titans, where yes. humans have fight with the Titans or they have fight with angels. And
yes.
there's like they literally make it sound as there's a war.
Yes,
we never
exactly.
had a war. So even with the Shaitan and the jinn themselves, they're in a separate realm mm-hmm. altogether. Mm-hmm. They don't come in contact with us. That's one thing. But as having a literal war with us, we never did. Temptation is another topic.
Mm-hmm. Trying okay. so hard to tempt someone is called fight.
Well, that's metaphorically.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's take this fight actually to the episodes to come. And then we'll continue our program viewpoint about genies, in fact, by focusing on the movies in Hollywood produced more specifically in this program. In fact, we've worked on the 2014's version American action horror thriller film. Written and directed by Ajmal Zahir Ahmad. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.